Hello, you are listening to Radio Maria, and this is Father Toby with your word for today. Let's begin with today's gospel, which is taken from John chapter 3. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that so that through him the world might be saved. No one who believes in him will be condemned, but whoever refuses to believe is condemned already, because he has refused to believe in the name of God's only Son. On these grounds is sentence pronounced, that though the light has come into the world, men have shown they prefer darkness to the light, because their deeds were evil. And indeed, everybody who does wrong hates the light and avoids it, for fear his action should be exposed. But the man who lives by the truth comes out into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God." Today we have a portion of Jesus' intriguing dialogue with Nicodemus. It's packed with meaning and yet not always easily unintelligible. And a rushed reading and you'll have a superficial understanding, and a slow reading and you're still left with questions. Let's do a little bit of a slow reading. And one thing we can be quick to seize upon as good news does require closer examination. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world. And we think, great, aha, Jesus is all about good vibes and nice feelings, and it doesn't matter what we really do, that Jesus doesn't really bring any judgment into the world. But then there's that next line, but so that through him the world might be saved. And then we have to ask, well, might be saved? Saved from what? Or saved for what? And really, it's a reality that not that high a proportion of Christians, at least in the West today, take the possibility of salvation seriously. They don't really take it as something that might not happen. And this is understandable because we have an aversion to uncomfortable truths. But then we have to live in reality enough to know that our being uncomfortable with something doesn't change the reality. Just because it doesn't feel how I would like it to be, that doesn't mean that that's not the way it is. So there's a bit of uncomfortable truth in this dialogue of Jesus. But then there's more good news, but followed by more bad news. Jesus says, "No one who believes in him will be condemned," but then adds, "But whoever refuses to believe is condemned already." Jesus doesn't have to come and condemn those who don't believe in him. He doesn't have to condemn those who live lives far from God and his plan for man and woman, because he says they are already condemning themselves. Sin is in fact its own condemnation. And as St. Paul tells us, the wages of death is our sin. Condemnation, Christ is telling us, I think, is the default position without belief in him. And this makes bringing others to Jesus so much more than just a nice bonus. It really, really matters. And our understanding of the possibility of salvation really then affects what we do in love for other people. If we think people are ultimately all saved anyway, then the impulse to take the gospel out there as not just good news, but as saving news, diminishes. For Dominicans, not really an option. Our motto of the order, or the mission of the order, is the preaching of the gospel and the salvation of souls, and the two are intimately linked. And do you notice how almost every single one of the resurrection appearances that we've been going through in the last week, this is pre-resurrection that we have today, but all of the resurrection appearances that we went through in the Easter week tend to end with an instruction to go and tell others. As several people have commented, Pope Francis included, has said that the basic aspect of the church is missionary. The church is not missionary just at certain times. The church is a mission. But why then do so few people in our age believe, even when there is preaching going on with conviction and preaching done well? Why do some of our family members turn away? Well, Jesus enters in the next part of this passage into a part of the mystery of sin and his rejection. And he says, though the light has come into the world, men have shown they prefer darkness to the light because their deeds were evil. This isn't an analysis of all of the problem of evil, but it's certainly a part of it. Now, nobody says they prefer darkness to light. Nobody admits to their deeds being evil. We live in the time of what matters is that I'm a good person, but also in the time that I get to decide what it means to be a good person. But nobody disputes the need to be good. And that's more of a Christian legacy than many might realize. In other ages, the primary concern might have been to win honor or wealth. And the idea of the individual and autonomy of getting to make up your own mind, those are Christian too. But they've never been absolute ends for Christians. But the problem is a Christian legacy divorced from the lifeblood of Christ's teaching, which we hear today, the lifeblood of his teaching and his action, can always get subtly distorted. And then the outcome is very, very far from what life in Christ looks like. So many of the problems of our age are a Christian principle cut off from Christ, and it's expected to sustain a way of life or a society on its own. Take, for example, the prevalent idea that we ought not to condemn people. This is good and true. The problem is, as we get more distant from Jesus and his teaching, the idea of condemnation, which he speaks of, gets forgotten. The principle of us not condemning takes over, and over time, the idea that there is any behavior whatsoever worthy of condemnation, that gets lost. We lose the idea that it's not for us to condemn, rather Jesus is the just judge. We lose the idea altogether of anything that is worthy of condemnation. And so it's no longer possible to condemn certain behaviors. The only condemnable thing actually becomes the act of condemning. And you see this with issues around gender and sexuality now. The only truly condemnable thing is to say that there are absolute truths about the human person and human sexuality. To suggest that my will, characterized by my consent, is not sovereign. Well, that's the only thing left that really gets you into trouble. But whilst consent is essential in matters of human sexuality, it's insufficient on its own to bear the full power of human sexuality. And similarly, in the realm of social life more generally, as is becoming more and more apparent, the idea prevalent of live and let live, well, that can't do justice to the human need to live in a community bigger than me and one which has real goals. That can't do justice to the idea of what happens when people have different ideas of what living looks like that come into conflict with one another. And this final point leads me back to a point which just becomes more and more key to me in my work as priest director of this fantastic radio station. Because our job is not just to transform individuals. We want to do that, but our job is also to transform a culture. Nothing less than that. And for that, we need your prayers and support.
You've been listening to a podcast from Radio Maria. If you enjoy these programs, please consider becoming one of our monthly donors. All you need to do is visit www.radiomariaengland.uk and click on the Support Us tab for various options. We rely entirely on donations, so thank you to all our listeners for their generous support.